Hi there, I'm Dr. Kelly Flanagan. Welcome to the Margin for Terror exercise. I'm so glad you are walking the road less triggered with us. I hope you find this exercise a valuable tool for the journey. Now go ahead and find a comfortable place to sit. Choose a place that is quiet and that feels safe. Let's come to mindfulness by paying attention to your breath. As Jon Kabat-Zinn says, if you are breathing, there is more right with you than wrong with you. Your breath is always with you. It is always in the present. As long as you are here, you can always turn to it to bring you to presence. Begin by paying attention to the natural rhythms of your breath. There is no need to breathe deeply. There's no need to turn your breath into relaxation. Simply notice its natural ebb and flow. Deepen your awareness by bringing your attention to the place in your body where the breathing sensations are most vivid. This may be your nostrils, your mouth, perhaps your chest, or perhaps lower in your torso, around your diaphragm. Wherever it is, bring your attention to bear on this spot as you continue to breathe naturally. Perhaps feel the coolness of the air as it comes and goes through your nostrils, or the warmth of the air as it leaves your mouth, or the gentle rising and falling of your chest or belly. Deepen your awareness further by noticing that even though the breath is constant, every breath is a little different than every other breath. The sensations slightly different with each inhale and each exhale. Allow the constantly changing nature of the breath to be a focus of your curiosity. You may notice that even though you have every intention of attending to your breath, your mind will wander away. This is totally natural and not a problem at all. It is in the nature of the mind to wander. It is in the nature of awareness to notice the mind wandering and to bring its attention back to the breath. Each time your mind wanders, gently make a note of what it wanders to, bless the mental distraction, and return your attention to the breath. This may happen hundreds of times. These are not 100 failures. These are 100 repetitions of mindfulness practice. With each repetition, the muscle of your awareness is growing stronger. You may notice judgments about the quality of this time. You may think yourself a failure at this because your mind wanders. You may think this is tedious and boring. You may even think this is a waste of time. On the other hand, you may think it's a success because you are growing more relaxed. All of these thoughts are also just mental distractions, drawing your attention away from the breath. Each time you notice one, return your attention to the place where you find the breathing sensations most vivid. Now, as you continue to breathe naturally, I'm going to invite you to shift from attention to memory. Allow yourself to recall the most recent time in which you found yourself triggered, aroused, or your heart closing. Allow whatever memory surfaces to surface. No need to judge it or search for a better one. In this practice, as in taking an exam, your first answer is often the best answer. Let that memory arise now. Once you've identified a memory, allow yourself to envision the scene. Where were you? What was happening? Who said what to whom? What was done or left undone? Recall yourself at the peak of your arousal. Now bring your attention to your body, particularly that space from your waist to your temples, where you're most likely to feel the earliest signs that your heart is closing. Scan your body for the place of greatest tension during that memory. Start at your waist, slowly moving your attention upward into your belly, around your back, up through your sternum, into the center of your chest, shoulders, neck, throat, jaw, sinuses, eyes, forehead, temples, all the way up to the top of your head and down the back of your neck. As you scan upward for tension, where do you find the most tension in your body? Now just let your attention rest there. Do nothing to it. We are so often in the habit of trying to change the things we find. Instead, simply take your hand and place it gently over the spot where you feel the most tension. As your hand rests there, begin to visualize that tension inside of your body. If I were to give you a box of crayons to draw that tension, what would it look like? Picture that now. Don't overthink, analyze, or edit the picture that comes to mind. Just receive it as it is. How big is that tension? Is it large or small? What color or colors is it? Is it static or does it move, pulse, vibrate, spin? Is it hot or is it cold? Is it heavy or is it light? Just allow the image of it to fully take shape and form. As you picture that tension there in your body, I want you to gently but firmly press your hand down toward it. In this way, you are approaching the tension instead of avoiding it. You first approached it by beginning this meditation. Then you approached it by scanning for it in your body. Then you approached it by envisioning it. Now you're approaching it physically with your hand. So much of the stress and tension of life comes from resisting what is. Here you are reversing much of that stress through approach instead of avoidance. Now, as you hold the image of that tension in your mind's eye, and keeping your hand over it, slowly return your attention to your breath. It has been going on all this time, and now you are mindful of it once again. The natural ebb and flow of it in and out. When you're ready, on an in-breath, envision the air you are taking in filling the space around your tension, like a lung expanding around it. Then, on your exhale, watch that space disappear completely. Inhale again, and watch the space around your tension expand once more. Exhale, and watch it collapse again around your tension. Continue to breathe in this way for a few moments, inhaling space around your tension, and exhaling the space once again. As you continue to breathe in this way, on your next exhale, I want you to leave a little bit of space around your tension. Breathe in, watch the space expand, and breathe out, allowing some space to remain around your tension this time. Now, with each successive in-breath and out-breath, I want you to leave a little more space around that tension on the out-breath. Breathe in, watch the space expand completely. Breathe out and leave a little more margin each time as you exhale. Breathe in, the space expands, breathe out, and a little more space is left behind. As the space around your tension expands more and more, you may begin to notice that you can still see your tension. It still exists, but you no longer feel the need to eliminate it. It exists and you can coexist with it. Continue to breathe in this way until you feel both the tension and the calm at the same time. Go ahead and continue breathing until you feel peaceful enough to consider opening your heart again in the memory where it closed. This doesn't mean you have to, it just means you feel like you have a choice again. And it doesn't mean the tension is gone. It means you know you are safe even though it is there. You can coexist with it. You can be connected in the midst of the tension, not in conflict because of the tension. When you feel you've gotten there, go ahead and open your eyes. You will have completed the margin for terror exercise. Thank you.